While many people are staying home, truck drivers are continuing to hit the road. Their job is as crucial as ever as they deliver groceries, cleaning products, and medical supplies. There's a quote from John Larrabee of Philadelphia who says, "I've never seen the roads as dead as they are right now." Larrabee has been driving trucks for 20 years. His haul usually caters to restaurants, but with the coronavirus pandemic, he's now delivering to grocery warehouses, and the roads have never seemed quieter. With more and more people staying home, which is a good thing, it's cutting down on traffic and allowing trucks and the items that they're carrying to reach destinations faster. Larrabee actually shared a picture. You can go online to check that out, back in Pennsylvania, that shows something he'd never seen before. In the picture, tractor trailers are lined up as far as the eye can see, waiting to get items like toilet paper and paper towels from a distribution center. Wow. It's, listen, I mean, there was a time when you couldn't even get those items, but it's thanks to fewer people on the road and manufacturers increasing their supply and the truckers who are bringing these items to us, to our grocery stores. That is key. Our first guest this morning can certainly attest to that. We remember Joe Scully from the tolling. It seemed like he'd be on once a week, or certainly once every other week, if not once a week. We'd be talking about tolls. But it just seems like there, if it's not one thing, it's another. Now we're talking about getting our truckers to deliver our goods safely. We bring on Joe Scully. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, guys, and it's great to be with you to talk about something other than tolls.
Hey, sadly, though, we went from bad to worse. I'd rather go back and talk about tolls than this. People are losing their life.
No, you know what? It's great, and just how the times have changed. I mean, even a month and a half ago, I think the truckers were still being portrayed as the bad guys who damage the roads, who have got to pay tolls. And now, just story after story, local, national, it's, boy, where would we be without the truckers? Uh-huh. And the answer is in a bad spot. You know, those empty grocery store shelves that we saw because everybody went to panic buy everything at the same time. Well, it'd be like that all the time if there were no truckers to bring the supplies and refill those store shelves. So just one thing that's come out of this, I think, is people realize just how important the industry is.
Yeah, you know, and it's sad that it takes something like this to realize that. I think we all knew deep down that without our truckers, you know, the items would not reach our, you know, the destination of the retailers and the grocery stores and so on and so forth. But I'll tell you, to prove your point, two weeks ago, I went to a grocery store. And I was only able to pick up a couple of items, and I was able to get the items, no problem. But just for ha-has, because I'm being on the radio every morning, I'm like, you know what, I'm going to take a walk down the toilet paper aisle just for ha-has. And there were none. And I went over to the disinfectant, you know, aisle where, you know, the cleaners and the bleaches are, and to see if there are any disinfectant wipes or anything like that, or even hand sanitizer in the soap aisle. Nada. Nothing. Now, that was 2 weeks ago. I just went again on Friday. Everything I just mentioned that there was none of 2 weeks ago has been replaced. So hats off to you. Kudos to your organization and for all the truckers out there, for that matter.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's I'm incredibly proud of our folks working hard, working overtime right now. I can tell you, I went to the store this Saturday, right? A Saturday afternoon going to the grocery store. Usually it's slammed. It was very calm. It was full of food. You know, there were a couple, I think as soon as the toilet paper and the hand sanitizer gets put out there, it all gets snatched up. So it's not that it's not getting there. It's just that people continue to be crazy about that stuff. And I would just say there's no need to.
I know.
Look, even throughout all this, as you said a couple minutes ago, our folks can't work from home. They're going to keep working. They're kind of socially distanced anyway while they're driving, right? They're alone up there in the truck pretty much.
Yep.
So look, don't worry. The stuff is going to get to the store. Things are going to be normal. We can continue to go to the store. That's what the government tells us. So there's no need to worry. Our folks will get it there. Clearly they have been. And, hopefully we can, get back to normal, sooner rather than later here.
Joe, I'm worried about your drivers. Are they wearing gloves and handling these items? I think there's been some controversy or some concern from, just the citizens of the state, or actually even beyond the borders of our state, maybe nationwide, where they buy something at the store, whatever grocery store, and they bring it home and they're starting to wipe it down. No one ever did that before. And when you take something back home from the grocery store, you don't immediately put it in your cupboard or your freezer or your refrigerator. But now people are wiping it down. So my question is twofold. Number one, is that necessary? And if so, are your drivers who may or may not be responsible for unloading or loading, but are they taking precautions themselves?
Well, I would say one, I don't think that's really necessary on your first part. I mean, our industry, we are putting some things in practice to try to maximize health and safety, including, distancing while on the job, not sharing pens to sign documents, including eliminating signing documents if you can do like an electronic verification at the end of the delivery to certify, the stuff got where it needed to go. So we're being proactive about that. I don't think you need to wipe down things you buy at the store. But I would also say another reason that we would ask folks not to just stock up on 6 months or even 3 months worth of cleaning supplies, wipes, hand sanitizer, gloves, is I've heard from small business trucking companies in Connecticut who also, in addition to all the other things that they're doing, want to give those things to their drivers, but they can't find it. So, in order to maximize the health and safety of the distribution of product, let's be judicious here. Leave some of the stuff on the shelves so that small businesses can acquire it and give it to their employees. That way, that would ease your fear when you go to buy something at the store. You don't have to have that thought. You just don't have to wipe down this bag of chips once I, get it to my house.
Yeah, that's a good point. Going back to the highways, I would imagine that not having the normal or typical traffic to contend with has got to make the travel from point A to point B that much easier.
Oh, it is, and I've heard anecdotally from a couple of drivers I talk to regularly. They say there's literally no traffic out there, and it's a shocking development for them, right? There's always traffic in Connecticut. There has been for 20, 30 years. But what that does is they don't get slowed down. They can get stuff to the store to refill the shelves that have been emptied faster. So there's anecdotal and there's hard data from the research arm of the trucking industry also talking about specific speeds at specific highway interchanges all across the country. And, I think we may have all seen overhead drone shots of the I-84, I-91 interchange in Hartford, which is actually, I think, the worst one in the state for traffic.
Yeah.
And even that is bare. So, I think it shows that people are taking the stay-at-home orders, which all health experts, I think, agree on. They're taking it seriously, and they're letting the essential, which is what both the state government and the federal calls us, essential industries continue to operate. So it's a good thing.
Are you hearing from any of the distributors or the point A of this equation, if you will, of any back order on any still remaining back orders on any supplies where it's not a matter of transporting it? There's just a back order from the manufacturers.
Well, I haven't heard that. I think we're fine on the stuff that you buy at grocery stores and pharmacies and convenience stores and stuff like that. That supply chain has no problem. I see some of the stuff that you and the listeners probably do on on the national news where they say, you know, Mayor de Blasio of New York City says they're going to run out of the supplies for hospitals within a week. If that's the case, that just means they've got to manufacture those supplies faster. And it's, I don't think that's an issue of, geez, there's no trucks. There's no way to get it from point A to point B. It's, you know, how long does it take to manufacture the stuff that goes to the hospitals that we suddenly need now because we have this unexpected development? So, you know, if there's an issue there, I'm sure our health and government officials will figure out how to solve that. And when it's ready, put it on a truck and we'll send it to the hospitals in New York and take care of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, since you bring that up, let's deviate a little bit from, the grocery stores, because it sounds like you're as close to being back to normal as you can be regarding supplies back to the grocery stores and the Targets and Walmarts of the world. But medical supplies, and you're right, to your point, there is a back order. That's not anyone's fault in the trucking industry. But when you do deliver, when the trucking industry does deliver, medical supplies, where does it go? Does it go? Are you driving directly to the hospitals? Are you going right to Hartford Hospital or St. Francis Hospital or New Britain? Where are you going? Are you noticing? Just like in your order of your shipment, are you noticing things that are still on back order or? You know, where there's still a need of that we're not able to facilitate?
Yeah, in some cases, yes, straight to a hospital. So one of the things that's happened as a result of this situation that we're in is, again, both the state government and the federal government realized that they could do some things to help the industry, which would allow the industry to help the general public, right? Mm-hmm. And so they eased hours of service driving limits. Basically, what that means is you could go a little bit longer than you otherwise would have. So I got a call from a member the other day who had a question about that, and he had a question about, am I an essential business? And he talks about how one of his customers, who was a large hospital in the state, says, hey, I am desperate. I need you to get these supplies to me here now. And so this member's question was, you know, am I essential? Can I go overtime? You know, yes, absolutely you are. That's exactly what the flexibility in those rules was put in place for. So in some cases, we have members that deliver straight to hospitals, other facilities as well. I mean, when things are normal, so to speak, in the morning, I go to this coffee shop in West Hartford where there's a coffee shop and there's a burger place and there's also a urgent care facility. And every morning I see trucks delivering to all of those locations. So, I guess at the end of the day, if a material that we're going to consume in one way or the other needs to get somewhere, at the end of the day, a truck is going to bring it there.
Nice. And you know what? I loved hearing this is, I would imagine you're giving these medical supplies that are, I mean, I can't put it any other way, they're saving people's lives. You're giving that a priority, right? I mean, more than, for as much as we all want to, well, I don't want to pick on toilet paper and disinfectants and wipes all the time, but for as much as we need our supplies in the grocery stores, if we had to make it through another couple of days with what we have in our cupboards, I don't think anybody would be passing out. But the medical supplies at these hospitals where they are truly needed for life and death situations, I would imagine that you're prioritizing that, correct?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're so critical at this point that I think there's so much communication that if you've got a load of these things leaving the manufacturer's facility to get ultimately to a hospital, there's constant communication, and everybody knows it from the manufacturer to the trucking company to the hospital to maybe even law enforcement has been given a heads up that, hey, all right, we are on the way with these critical supplies. Be ready. It's so important at this time. It's really just everyone coming together, really, private sector, government, state, federal government, you know, healthcare. This whole thing has just resulted in a coming together, and it'd be nice to see it continue when it's all said and done as well.
Amen to that, Joe. My final question before I got to let you go is noticing any overtime is there a demand for more truckers? How are you handling the scheduling at a time when heightened, truck or transportation is heightened, the need for it is heightened? Are you allowing a certain amount of overtime or even hiring temporarily until we get through this ordeal?
Well, going back to the grocery just for one second, they do indeed have a demand, and they're trying to get new drivers, new warehouse workers, employees at the store to stock shelves. So that's a good thing. It's not all good for us. You know, some of the companies that deliver to restaurants have had a drop off in demand. And since they don't have money coming in, they've had to lay off some employees. Construction projects, whether it is, especially the state or locally government funded construction projects are at limbo right now. Mm-hmm. So, those folks may be seeing layoffs, but you know, that just puts them into the workforce, and perhaps they'll go take an opportunity at a company that is seeing demand right now. So
you really feel for the restaurant industry. Oh man, they've got to be they're dying. You know, especially these smaller mom and pops where they don't have a corporate office to lean on. You know that it's not looking pretty for them.
Yeah, no, hey, I got takeout last night, delivery, and you just hope that the predictions that, hey, when it's okay to go back out in public, everything is, you know, a key is going to be turned and it's going to go straight back to normal. But look, they're small businesses just like our members are, and I'm sure any of them would tell you it's just not that simple. But hopefully as much as possible of them can make it, and we can all get back to work and have money to go out to dinner again.
Right. Can't wait for that. And like you said a moment ago, you know, it's times like this when we really put our differences aside and work together, you know, and unite as a nation, as people of a nation, just for the betterment of our fellow man, for our neighbor who maybe not doesn't have it as good as you do. And it always, sadly, it's sad to say that it usually takes something like this, a tragedy, to really put into perspective what's really important and what's not so important.
Yeah, no, it seems like politics has been put to the side, which is good. If we can all talk to each other and say, I need this, I need that, or I can give you this, I can give you that. It's working right now. Heck, even down in Congress, it took them a few extra days to get there, but ultimately they got there as well because, you know, I think they realized the country was going to totally collapse if they didn't do something. So, it's a nice change, and it is unfortunate that it took the tragedy to get there, but maybe we can keep that going once we get back to normal.
Joe Scully, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and you know, maybe we'll check back in a couple of weeks as we hear it's going to last at least this separation. Distancing ourselves, it's gonna continue, and where people aren't even able to go back to work for at least another month or so. So let us check back in with you in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, stay safe, and thank you guys so much. Please extend our gratitude to all members of the Trucking Association. We really appreciate you.